That's November football for you. That's a good football team we played today, and we knew that all week. They're very, very talented, and on both sides of the ball, as they are special teams. And this was, I think, this was a case where we just were able to overcome some things. We overcame some defensive injuries. We overcame some difficulty offensively in the second half. You know, we overcome a missed field goal into regulation, and it was just a. It was a great win for us, really a great one. And thanks to the crowd, to the fans for the 100 straight sellout. That really means a lot to this football team and the organization. You know, when you win eight games, you're gonna need to win some like this, and that's just what we did. We hung in there. We, you know, the offense came alive at the end of regulation, and you know, we gave ourselves a chance. But then, you know, fortunately, we won the toss and didn't give it back to them. So, we got contribution from just about everybody today. The young guys, you know, when Kyle tried to go, couldn't, and we got production out of Dave Ball and Jacob Ford, and you know, guys just all the way around played hard. Keith came in, overcame a rib issue, and you know, finished the game. So all in all, it's a good win for us, and you know, we'll move on to the next one. Any questions?
What happened to the formula to get 8-0 for a halfway point?
I'm sorry?
The formula to get 8-0.
Well, you get to win close ball games, and we're fortunate to stay healthy, and you know, we're running the football when we need to, and you know, our defense is keeping the points down. You know, those two turnovers, and you know, the two defensive turnovers that we got were huge. That was a great catch by Chris, and then the sack and the cause fumble. Frustrated that we didn't get a touchdown out of that possession, but you know, the obviously the points helped.
Rob, hit the first one, and how would you
really
get a chance to make up for it?
Well, I mean, you saw what happened. Yeah, he just left it a little bit right. I mean, he had plenty of distance, and you know, he just pushed it right. But there was no question about the second one.
Coach, was the plan going into the game to pass it as much as you did against Green Bay?
Not necessarily, but you know, we felt like that they were very well equipped to, you know, to handle the run. You know, and we've seen it. They're ranking the league ranking in rushing defense is so misleading. You know, we looked at four or five games this year, you just don't see it. You know, they're equipped to, and obviously they're very good at it.
Did the Giants team show maybe when you guys don't win in OT to get the ball back and take it right downfield?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they knew all week long that this game was going to be close and it was going to be tight and it was going to be hard fought. You know, there is an advantage to having a week off, and you know, we talked about the short week. We denied it, but it is. It you know, it takes its toll on a team, and so it's good to get back on a normal schedule now and get rested up.
What about the non-call in the second quarter? It looked like the Green Bay defender wasn't even looking at the ball. He was just looking at the receiver.
Are you talking about the defensive pass interference penalty? Yes, I thought it was defensive pass interference, but you know, that's the game. You know, sometimes you know, they get away with things like that, and sometimes they're missed. And it was missed, but fortunately we overcame it.
With this being the halfway point, I just want to say what you were looking for from Kerry Collins when he went in originally as quarterback, and what you've gotten, and in connecting with that, what potential is for airing it out more?
Well, you know, we're basically going to attempt to do whatever it takes to win a game, whether that's hand it off or whether that's to throw it. Fortunately, you know, we've been able to do that to this point. You know, again, you're going to be as good as your next game, and you know, we got to put a good game plan together. But to address your question about Kerry is handling it very well. He's been, you know, that's a tough defense, and they put pressure on us today. They took some things away, and you know, they had 2 weeks to prepare, and yet we've found a way to make the throws, at least at the end of regulation, to put ourselves in position to win. And Mike did a great job calling the, you know, the final drive in overtime.
Do you think
he had to shut Vandross down? No, I don't think he set himself back. He was active, but you know, he just felt like it was. He's cognizant of the fact that we got a lot of games left, and he just doesn't want to take a chance. I think he's probably disappointed that he couldn't go more, but you know, we'll evaluate it. But he did not re-injure it.
You touched on Ford's ball, but how important
he really
got to step up in that
3 seconds. Well, it is. I mean, and it's not the first time I've talked about it. You know, we've got great production out of him, really starting with Baltimore when we had started with the injuries with Tony and Kyle and Javon at a point in time. So, I mean, they lined up and just played for us and played hard and been productive.
Other injuries, Keith went out for a while. He had
You will witness a very cranky Keith Bullock this week. He's going to be sore.
You talked sternum or ribs?
Ribs.
You talked about the strength of the defense. And is there a mentality that you can actually describe that says we're not going to give up points? Aside from the defense, that's just this point total.
Well, I mean, it's a result of making plays inside the plus territory. I mean, I'll give you a great example. We give up a long pass, and we get tremendous effort to make tackles inside the 10-yard line to live and fight again and then hold your opponent to a field goal. I mean, that's good defense. You can't keep people out of the red zone. You can't keep people out of the end zone, but you can. Good defenses will minimize points, and that's what we've been able to do.
Chuck, can you talk about Chris Johnson, the way he hit the long chance today?
What we've been getting from our backs today. We got the production from both of them. Lindell's long run, and then of course the Keith's third down carry there at the end, and then CJ, we just try to get the ball in his hands because he can do some things with it. And right now they're healthy and they're fresh, and we just hope to keep them that way.
Jeff, talk for a moment about those safety side, David Jordan, Kevin Maguire, Chris Hogan. It seems like they brought with them a veteran attitude and toughness, which is paying off now. What have those three guys contributed, especially this year?
Well, we've talked about that over the last couple of years. They brought experience, obviously, to a young football team, and they've kind of paved the way for a lot of guys. But this is a lot of the young guys we've got right now. That's a special group, and we'll credit the older guys with it. But a lot's done on their own. It's a good locker room in there, especially when you're winning.
Can you talk about just the accomplishment of going this long undefeated throughout an NFL season?
It just really hasn't set in. I mean, we're just trying to win the next game. I think that's the only way it gives you a chance. We've got a very aggressive opponent that's very physical this coming week, and so we focus on resting, recovering, and putting the game plan together, getting ready to go play.
Chuck,